Okay, so good morning, everyone. First of all, thank you for being here. I want to take a second and introduce a couple of individuals before I get started. And by the way, I'm Mike Torrey. I serve as the Executive Vice President of the Crop Insurance and Reinsurance Bureau. Tom Zacharias, you there? There you are. I just want to say thank you to Tom. He's the president of NCIS, for those of you that don't know. We as an organization very much appreciate the working relationship that we have with NCIS. When we're doing things there in Washington, D.C., we are on the phone together quite a bit, Tom and his team, and we just appreciate you guys being here, so thank you for that. Mike Sieben, where are you, Sieben? Are you in the room? All right. So Mike's retiring, as a lot of you know. He's had a long and storied history in the crop insurance industry. But there was a period of time that he actually served on the executive committee of CURB and was ascending to the chair before he decided to switch careers. Mike, we're going to miss you. You've always been at this meeting. You've always been a big supporter. We appreciate you very much and wish you well in Manhattan, Kansas. You can't get much closer to heaven than that, can you? So the team is like, okay, stick to the script. I'm going to stick to the script here, guys. I would say, just keep in mind the number 100, because I'm going to talk about the number 100 a couple of times here. So I want to take this opportunity to thank you guys for joining us at the annual meeting. 2 years ago, I was on this stage presenting where we thought the organization needed to go, and I'm happy to share with you an update of our accomplishments to date and communicate the value of membership to those of you who have not yet joined. I would say in your packets, there were some sheets and would encourage you to take a look at those. There are two sheets, especially. One just walks through the accomplishments of CURB for the past year, and the other sheet talks a little bit about CURB and who we are and what we do. So I won't go into details since you have those, but they are there for you. I also want to thank the CURB Executive Committee for their leadership and ongoing commitment to this organization. Let me tell you something. The CURB Executive Committee gets on a plane 4 times a year, and they fly somewhere, and they meet. They don't goof around. They sit in there, and they meet, and they work. And I'll talk about our new strategic plan in a second, but this is the third one in 6 years. And that means they sit in a room and debate and discuss and think. It's quite a commitment. So I appreciate all that the Executive Committee does, and I also want to single out our officers. They spend a little bit of extra time on the phone with us. Sherry Bain, our chair. Ron Rutledge, our vice chair, Zane Vaughn, our treasurer, thank you for the commitment that you guys have given this organization. It's very much appreciated from your CURB staff. Talk a little bit about where we have been as an organization. For those of you that don't know, CURB was founded in 1964. We were the Crop Insurance and Research Bureau. The organization was made up of mutual insurance companies. Now they're made up of mutual companies, stock companies, and they changed their name to the Crop Insurance and Reinsurance Bureau. Reinsurance companies sit on the board, they sit on the executive committee, and they are intimately involved in the organization. The Michael Torrey Associates team started working with CURB 10 years ago doing federal affairs, and then 4 years after that, we assumed management of the organization. CURB was based in Kansas City. They are now based in Washington, D.C. That was very intentional by the board of directors and the executive committee to place the organization where they thought the biggest threats were to the program, and thus the move back in 2010. As CURB continues to grow, the organization stays true to its original founding goals. They're dedicated to providing a trusted, effective, collaborative voice for crop insurance and the reinsurance community on Capitol Hill. And as you know, collaboration, that means working together, and coalition building are critical in the day's political climate. Our detractors, unfortunately, are visible and they're vocal. Overcoming the detractors is going to require a team effort, and CURB continues to work closely with our industry allied groups. I want to thank the coalition partners that are here. We have several, obviously not all, but if you see them, say thank you, because this would not have happened without their help, and Tara's going to talk about that in a second. And I would also just pause and go off script. You know, the critics of the program, they've been critics of farm programs for a long time. That's what they do. And they're paid money to do that. They have funding sources, all right, like anything. They go and they make their pitch to get the money to go out and implement that criticism. And what they've experienced over time is that the Farm Bill has changed. I mean, freedom to farm in 95-96 was a result of those that are critical of the program. It is their job to continue to come up with ways to attack the program to justify that funding. And I would just offer this invitation when we talk about collaboration. To the organizations that are funding those that are critical, we invite you to sit down because we think this program has a really good story to tell. It's not perfect, but it's a lot better than it was, and it continues to get better. And sometimes I think we've got those that are being critical of us serving as an interface. I don't know that we need that interface because I think we'd be surprised about how much we have in common with some of the critics. So, for example, if they talk about conservation issues, I think we've got a pretty good story to tell as an industry. And my hope is when we talk about collaboration that maybe there's some opportunity to collaborate with those that are writing the checks rather than those that are out there trying to justify their existence by the way they spend those dollars and the headlines they get. So just for the record there, I wanted to share that. Many of the policy discussions that began during the last Farm Bill will continue: AGI limits, premium assistance caps, cuts to premium assistance, private sector delivery. These policy debates will not go away. So what's next? Crop insurance is no longer an afterthought. It is the centerpiece of the risk management efforts by Congress. Curb strategic planning and vision for the future of the organization and industry, they reflect this reality. Under the leadership of our executive committee, Curb began implementing a long-term strategic plan for the organization that will ensure that the crop insurance will be effectively represented in DC and beyond. We're currently updating this plan after delivering on the last plan in the last 3 years. Government affairs remains an important part of CURB's mission. We will expand our spring fly-in and policy conference in Washington, D.C. again this year. You're invited to join us in April. Pause. Off script. So the fly-in's been increasing. But just stop and think for a second, because Tara asked a really good question. Where would this industry be if they hadn't succeeded in stopping the $3 billion cut? Now, at our fly-in, we get about 20 folks to show up. We ought to have at least 100 of you there. So just take a second and think about if you were going to send somebody to Washington, D.C. for a couple of days to go with us to Capitol Hill to defend this program, who would you send? Would you come? Would you send somebody? It's a good experience. And I promise you, you're in the insurance business, you think about an insurance policy for this industry, that's what it is. It's sending somebody to D.C. to go up there on Capitol Hill and make relationships and tell your story. So we're not going to get 100 this year, but folks, we need 100 of you to show up, you and your employees. So keep that in mind, please. Also, we're committed to building CURB's Political Action Committee. And I would be remiss if I did not say thanks to a few individuals here. Farmers Mutual Hail, Ron Rutledge. That company has done a pack-to-pack contribution every year for years. Thank you, Ron. Sherry Bain with Country Financial, a pack-to-pack contribution for several years now. Thank you, Sherry. Guy Carpenter, Marsh McClellan, came in this year with a pack-to-pack contribution. Thank you, John Reinman. I know folks don't like to talk about PAC giving them money, but again, That's the way it is. That's just the reality of it. So if you get up and you go home and you go about your business and there's a threat in D.C. and you think someone else is going to handle it, think again, guys. You're going to have to be the ones that are going to help us handle it. That means you're going to have to send somebody to D.C. for a fly-in and you're going to have to think long and hard about PAC giving whether you like it or not. That is the reality, and that reality is not going to change. And again, Terry, you did a great job yesterday. Thank you for that. CURB also continues to grow in membership. Thank you for those of you who have joined. We greatly appreciate your continued support. And here's why belonging matters. When we go up to Capitol Hill, you know, we represent somebody. We don't represent Mike Torrey and Tara Smith. We represent CURB. And who is CURB? CURB is the members. And if you have two members, that's one thing. If you have 50 members, that's another thing. So dues, I think, for what the value of membership is, I personally think they're pretty reasonable and would just encourage you to think about adding your name to that list because it matters. And, you know, these staffers, they go and they look and they say, well, who's CURB? Who belongs? It matters. So thank you for those of you that are a member. And then would just say, when you pay those dues, what do they go for? They go for everything that we've been talking about that CURB is doing on Capitol Hill. It takes resources. And I promise you, your executive committee makes sure those resources are allocated in a very responsible way. Let's see. Feedback. You'll be getting a survey in the spring as a CURB member. Please make sure to fill that out. We want your feedback. We want to know what we need to work on to do better. And, of course, you're going to get a meeting survey as well. So we want your input and your suggestions. I promise you they're taken very seriously. And then, finally, our coalition building efforts represent the first component of a much larger plan. CURB's strategic vision expands beyond our role in D.C. to serve as a respected information source and communicator to decision makers. And you will continue to see new programs and tactics that are going to take some folks outside of CURB's traditional comfort zone. Now, this organization is being aggressive. Whether it's the Emerging Leaders Program, the strategic planning, the grassroots engagement, the coalition building, your board and your executive committee, they put a stake in the ground on what they expect from the staff of the organization, and they're going to continue to push forward. And with that, I'm going to get to the best part, Tara Smith and our team. Tara is our Vice President of Federal Affairs. She's going to talk about coalition's engagement throughout the budget process this fall. I would say that our team, they are workhorses. They're not show horses. They say what they're going to do, and they do what they say. And as you know, that seems to be somewhat rare from time to time in this environment, as far as the Washington, D.C. and policy making and that sort of thing. But they get the job done, and I can't even say enough good things about the team and how they pulled it together. So, with that, Tara Smith.
Okay, first of all, you all can breathe a sigh of relief. I'm not going to talk about money and politics again like I did yesterday. So I'm not going to ask you to give till it hurts again this time. I just want to talk a little bit more about something Mike touched on, namely this need for a strong, vocal, and coordinated message on Capitol Hill. During this past Farm Bill, CURB and the CURB leadership team made a very conscious decision to build out the coalition. The idea was to focus on collaborating with our partners, everybody from the crop insurance companies to the agents, the reinsurers, the farm commodity groups, the lending community, the ag input community. We wanted to bring all of those folks together to deliver that coordinated message. And Brandon earlier threw up that letter that sort of gave you a feel for who's involved in that coalition, and we continue to work to expand that coalition. Those efforts were successful during the last Farm Bill. We were able to defeat harmful amendments. We have a Farm Bill that very clearly makes crop insurance the linchpin of the farm safety net. We were successful. However, during the last few months, we've seen that past successes don't always determine future successes. And we have to, as an industry and as a coalition, remain vigilant. Since the Farm Bill, farm policy detractors have really doubled down on crop insurance. And Mary Kay hit on a lot of this in her talk yesterday. They've issued studies that call crop insurance a boondoggle. They've held briefings on and off the Hill. The latest title was Cutting the Fat, It Won't Kill Crop Insurance. EWG has posted data on their website listing indemnity payments to farmers without telling the full story. It doesn't talk about how much farmers have paid in their premiums. It doesn't talk about the losses farmers had to endure before they got those indemnity payments. Our opponents are working hard, and the bottom line is we have to work harder and we have to work smarter in order to protect crop insurance. So presidential politics aside, I almost hesitate to even say this, but it's hard not to quote Hillary Clinton. It's going to take a village, guys, to protect crop insurance, and you all are a very important part of that village. I'd be remiss here if I didn't stop and thank you guys again. I know Mike did already, but just to thank you for all of your efforts in October, November, and December. The CURB action alert that was issued right after the cut was announced, we had 1,200 contacts with Congress from you guys within 72 hours. We have never seen outreach like that. We had members of Congress asking us to call off the dogs. That's a compliment in DC, believe it or not. Our coalition partners were equally engaged. And this is important because I will tell you, the night that we found out about the cuts, I tried to go to bed that night, didn't really do a lot of sleeping that night. And the one thing that was probably keeping me up the most was wondering whether or not our coalition partners were gonna be there for us the next day. The cut was directed at companies. Very specifically, I think they thought we were low-hanging fruit. Maybe we were a little bit easier target than taking pot shots at farmers and crop insurance. And I was very worried whether or not the coalition as a whole was going to rally behind the companies that are here and really be helpful and push forward change. And they were there. I can't even tell you the amount of feedback, positive feedback we got, the amount, number of action alerts that our coalition partners sent out. It was heartwarming. As one ag policy reporter put it, the monumental effort that was went into effect right after that cut was announced, it just goes to show that, and I quote, support for crop insurance is only slightly lower than that of American flag lapel pins in Washington, D.C. And while that statement was written with a lot of sarcasm, just knowing the reporter, it does reiterate the critical role that crop insurance plays in rural America. And wins like this don't just happen. They don't just happen every day of the week in Washington, D.C. It occurred because of you, because of our coalition partners, because of our strong leaders at House and Senate Ag Committee, and the folks that were willing to step up to the plate and actually take action. So before we move to our next speaker, I just want to leave you with a couple of quick thoughts. First of all, the war isn't over. We won a really big battle at the end of last year, but we're still going to have a lot of work to do. Your continued engagement is going to be critical in the coming months. So when you get those action alerts, I hope you will continue to respond to them. Second, please take time to seek out some of our coalition partners when you see them at the reception tonight and just say thank you for all of the work they did. You talk about grassroots and how important grassroots is. We have Farm Bureau here. We have Cotton Council here. We have the Big Eye. We're talking about organizations with amazing grassroots networks, and they showed their strength the end of last year. And finally, please take time to thank our friends on the Hill who led the charge, stood up for the program. We're going to have one of them here tonight with Chairman Roberts and his staff. Joel Leftwich is here as well. Please take time to say thank you to them. They did yeoman's work for us the end of last year.